boy, you can get $1,000 tied up in that stuff, and you haven't got very much.
A lot of toys.
Yeah. Well, you take those little old locomotives, HOGH locomotive. If you just the kit to build them, run pretty high. And then by the time you get to see there's two gauges, O gauge and HO gauge. And then that track and all that bunch of little electric switches. And
talking about a pretty good investment.
Well, this friend of mine lives at Weatherford. Had all this has been 20 years ago, and he had all between $800 and $900 tied up in it, and he wasn't financially able to keep it, and he had to have the money out of it, so he sold it for a whole lot less. He had some pretty elaborate stuff.
Well, getting back to the farm, you know, after a farmer cut his hay off the field, would he sometimes just pile it up there in the field?
Oh, yeah, they'd set up a pole and cut hay and then stack it around this pole. Well, that hay'd get up there depending on how high they want to go with it, but as much as 20 feet. And it might be 16 to 18, 20 feet in diameter. And then when in the wintertime then, they turn the cows in and the horses too. Of course, they eat off the bottom. And when they'd eat far enough in there, well, then that stuff would slide down that pole. But my daddy or any of my folks, they didn't do that because they'd lose too much hay from damp, wet weather.
I see. Well, when a farmer was bringing in his hay from the field on the wagon, was there ever any kind of wooden...
There was a hay rack on your wagon. It stuck out over the top of the wagon bed, and it'd be, I guess 2 or 2.5 feet wider on each side than the wagon bed. And you'd start loading your wagon, and you load it on the outside all the time. The middle would take care of itself. Then whoever was on top whenever you got the wagon loaded, they're the ones that had to stay up there till they get to the barn and unload it. And be one go in the barn then and get up in the hay loft and carry the hay back and stack it. And when you'd get to where you had to pitch that hay up there about 6 or 8 feet above your head, well, that's when it got kind of, that's when the heavy work started.
It was straining then.
Yeah. And that was always the way I wound up. I wound up on top, and I'd have to unload the wagon. Of course, it wasn't near as hot outside as it was up in the loft of that barn.
I bet. Well, do you have any of these structures around here, place for